Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I've been having some naughty thoughts lately.
Oh.
Wild thoughts. Wild, wild thoughts. Scandalous? Yeah.
Oh.
I really shouldn't be doing this.
Is everything okay?
I'm just going to say it. I think Essendon's going to win a final this year.
Okay.
Naughty. Naughty to say.
Do you know what? You're hurting no one but yourself. Honestly.
This is like this
time last year, you asked me whether you should buy the premiership membership for
Essendon.
Where
you, if you spend like an extra $50, you get a guaranteed ticket to the grand final.
And I was like, do you really think they're going to make a grand final this year? What makes you confident that Essendon's getting in the finals?
Stupid stuff.
Go on.
They won 2 practice games.
This is classic like Essendon MO though. They come in hot at the start of the season.
Mate, last year we were 3rd at the bye.
Right?
3rd at the bye.
And then all of a sudden they go, oh, actually, we're supposed to lose games.
Yeah, they start getting hives from winning. They go, we're not used to this. Shut it down. Shut it down now. And then they lose, you know, 8 of their last 9 games kind of deal.
Are you buying an Essendon Premiership membership?
Well, I'm actually a bit dirty with Essendon memberships if I'm being honest.
Oh.
I keep forgetting that it just resets itself.
Oh, no.
And like the last couple of years, I've been able to go to a few more games. This year, I just don't think I'm going to be able to go. But I've got just redeemed itself. So, yes, I have another guaranteed premiership. Grand final ticket.
You never told me you actually bought that ticket.
Yeah, I did a couple of years ago. And then, yeah, it's auto-renewed. But, look, you know, here's the thing. So, don't get me wrong. Love the Cats. Become a big fan of the Cats since we moved to Geelong all those years ago.
It helps when they win much more than Essendon.
They win so much. It's actually boring. if you're a Cats fan, have you ever considered what it's like to be not incredible all the time? Mm-hmm. Anyway, the thing is, every year this happens. But I believe growing up as an Essendon fan my whole life, I've brought it up on the show, it teaches you resilience.
Yes.
Because you just have to put up with what's happening. And they haven't won a final since 2004. It's been over 20 years now. They've won 2 practice games. And why is there a voice in the back of my head going, this year's the year. They're going to break the drought and they're going to win a final. And then not only are they going to win a final, they'll go to the premiership and they'll win the whole bloody thing. That's in the back of my head.
Do you know what is more likely to happen, right?
You become prime minister. me to run a marathon. We land on Mars. What else? Aliens come to Earth.
I think the more likely thing is they might make the premiership season, right? They'll get to
the finals.
They'll get to the grand final. You'll pay.
Oh, I'd be so Essendon.
$10,000 for a ticket.
After I rob a bank,
and then they'll have lost the game by the first quarter, and you'll be sitting at the MCG crying.
What I need to do, and we only press this button if someone says something that's like logically dumb, but I feel like I need to press this on myself because I only control the buttons here at the radio.
Finally,
show.
I agree with you.
But after I, because again, it doesn't feel good saying I think they're going to win a final. Like I know.
You think.
I don't think they're going to.
Essendon's going to be premiers this year.
No, I don't. Well, maybe. I just think they're going to win a final. I just think they're going to win a final. I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any logic, but because I've said it, I need to play this.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
It actually, like, when you put it into the context of what I've said, all of that makes sense. Like, it feels like he's directly speaking about Essendon, not a child in the Billy Madison movie. All right. So, yep, we can timestamp this, you know, 3rd of March, 2025.
I'll bring it up the week of the finals.
Well, it doesn't matter because they won't have made the finals. So, you can actually bring it up a couple of weeks earlier.
This is Tim and Jess.
Tim, this weekend, it was the first weekend in a long time me and my husband have had like the whole weekend off, like nothing planned previously.
Like no things to go to.
No big things. We were like, you know what? Let's get on top of some like life admin. What have we been putting off, right?
Okay.
And so Saturday morning came along and we were having a cruisy morning and I was like, I'm determined to get to the shops and buy a whole bunch of stuff that I've been putting off getting, right?
Right.
Like there's some stuff that I still needed to get for the christening next week for my little nephew.
Sure.
You know, just little life bits and bobs. I knew if I told my husband, though, that we had multiple shops to go to, that he would not be on board with that.
Right.
But I really wanted him to come with me.
Okay.
Does this happen with your wife? Like, does she have to tell you every shop you go to?
I like almost like a run sheet, mm-hmm. or something along those lines, because then I go, all right, well, I know that it's, I don't know, seven shops that mm-hmm. we need to go to. But then, and I won't say anything, I'll be like, yeah, that, like, all right, let's go get what we need to get. It's when we deviate and I go,
yeah.
Actually, if you look at the run sheet, we're actually meant to we're actually meant to be at the supermarket right now.
See, if I told my husband there was about seven shops that I wanted to go to, nah, he would have been like, you know
all
what?
Right.
Have fun. I'll see you when you get home, right? But I said to him, there's only two places I want to go. I want to go to it. The jewelry store, and I need to go to JB Hi-Fi.
Right.
And if we can get those two done, we'll get some lunch. We'll head home.
So you did the lying tactic.
Yes, and it works.
Ah, right. Yeah, lying does normally have an effect.
We came to Westfield and we went to the shops. But along the way, I was like, oh, do you reckon we could actually, I've just seen something. Do you reckon we could just pop in here? Like, oh, actually, you know what? Maybe we should try to go to Big W for that thing before we go to JB Hi-Fi.
Right.
I knew we'd end up at JB Hi-Fi.
Okay.
But I needed something else from Big W. So it was just kind of like...
You had to strategically map
I was
where
adding
you needed
stops.
To go.
Yeah, to see, our day. And he loved it. Like, we had great time and then we had lunch. And I mean, I had to lie to him just a little bit along the way.
Yeah.
But we got all the errands done that I wanted to get done.
I see, it's one of those things where it's the shopping. So you had a plan.
Yes.
I love plans. It's that we'll go shopping and then it's like browsing. But see, I think there are different type of shoppers. If I need a specific thing, I will research
mm-hmm.
and then I'll be like, all right, say if it's clothes, I know that I want to go and try it on because I don't do online. Oh, it doesn't fit. Send it back. I'm like, you know what's going to stop a whole bunch of sending back and forth? Just going to the physical shop. So yeah, I'm like, all right, this is what we need. This is what I've came for. I've researched.
Your wife just wants to look around.
And I need a dress or we need something for the house. And it's the looking at it for 10 minutes and then walking away from it.
I feel like
we've fallen in love with it.
The other tip is you've got to plan a surprise stop for them at the same time. So like we walked past, he's got like, he loves fragrances, like having different.
Oh, right.
Yeah. He's a big fragrance guy. And I was like, do you want to stop and get yourself a little fragrance? You're nearly running low. And he was like, you know what? I deserve it. Yes, I will go and stop. And right. So you get him a little treat along the way.
There are pros listening that are welcoming you to the world of this. But like, I don't know. Like, it's like sometimes when I go to shopping centers, it's mm-hmm. like there's a gas that as soon as I walk in, I do become the worst version of myself. And I'm not proud. I'll be like, I want to go home. Yeah, just get what you want. I just don't want to be here.
Yeah, you got to be in the right mood for it. And I 100%. Caught him. I caught him in the right spot. Yeah. Got him a little treat halfway.
CR7 Cristiano Ronaldo will do things to a man. You know, he'll do. It's like your spread little magical spell all over him, and he's following you around.
He was a happy boy. He got his treat. We got a lunch on the way home.
He is your husband, not your son.
Yeah.
So if you were listening, this is either good for your partner or for your kids. So there you go. Win-win.
Works either way, I reckon.
Win-win.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Tim, this afternoon, I unknowingly brought you a case.
Yeah, I didn't know I was a detective mm-hmm. until I was solving a crime. Or I guess an unsolved mystery.
I parked downstairs here on Marble Street in the basement. And as I was arriving to work, I went to press the lift
button.
The button.
Call the lift down.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed a footprint on the button. Like someone had karate kicked the button to take the lift up.
When you told me about it, I was like, oh, you know, our tech's downstairs, all his gear's downstairs. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be shocked if he was lugging in like something heavy and used his feet to press the button, because the button protrudes, so all you need to do is get your foot level and then it's pressing it and it's calling the elevator.
So I showed you this picture of the footprint that was on the button, and our tech Dean just so happened to be walking past and you said, show us your foot. I went, didn't even think of that. Of course, it might match the footprint and then we'll know who the culprit is. Dean put his big, huge boot up onto the desk.
Where's work boots?
Not a match. And then...
This is when you showed me the photo for the first time.
Tim, I've never seen you go into full detective mode. I felt like I was watching Law and Order SVU.
As soon as you showed me the photo and the boot, well, the footprint that was on the button section where the elevator is, I knew immediately that it was a Converse shoe.
Yeah. And so I Googled Converse shoe base and it was a perfect match. Yeah.
There's only one person I know in this building. We've mentioned this person on air before who wears cons that isn't me.
Yeah.
Because I wear cons a lot.
You're not wearing cons today.
I don't have access to the basement. Mm-hmm. So I went straight to this person. I actually shoved my phone in his face and I was recording it. Because if I caught this person...
It was like watching a current affair. Yeah,
I wanted to catch them red-footed. Essentially, here's the investigation. All right, the investigation's underway. Suspect number one, Gus from Promotions. Come over here, Gus.
Could you please show us the bottom of your shoe, sir?
Interesting. So would you say there are square / diamond shaped imprints on the bottom of your shoe on the sole?
Sure, they could be square, more rectangular.
Yeah.
Would you say that these are square?
We've been on the case. Jess said someone's kicking the buttons downstairs in the basement to get upstairs. And I said, that looks like a Converse shoe print.
You have gone red in the face, sir. Red in the face.
If you go downstairs, it almost looks like someone's wiped that away now. I don't know where you got that photo.
Did you or did you not karate kick the basement?
I karate kicked the basement.
We assume it's because you had heavy gear you were carrying, or were you just feeling pretty fly?
I was really feeling it. And Marie was with me down there.
Marie was with you.
Your boss. Your boss.
My boss was down there with me and she didn't even notice or say anything. So it was really like sad.
So you're saying a lack of judgment on her behalf for hiring you, but also the case of just pure oblivion is the driving factor behind this crime.
I got killer airtime and she didn't even notice.
I'm feeling very impressive. That's one from one. One
I
case.
Had no suspects and you went from one suspect to the killer.
Yeah, so we'll have your shoes, thank you very much. Case opened and solved, Jess.
I can't believe how quickly you solved this case.
Well,
that was very impressive.
Skater boys need to stop kicking elevators.
You knew what shoe it was.
I knew straight away.
It's like when I point to a door to you and you go, oh, that's the Northumberland 2000.
It's actually a Balmoral. Yeah. Or a P-Bell for those of you in the door biz. It's my old... I used to sell doors for a living. I don't want to talk about it, but yes.
He's a door salesman. He's a detective. He's a radio announcer. What don't you do, my friend?
If you have any low-level crimes... I didn't know that this was a skill I possessed.
Yeah.
And I've got the nose for a detective. But I solved the... Because now Gus won't kick the elevator buttons again.
Batman just a normal, regular guy who just happened to have a lot of money.
Yeah.
You can be like lower level than that. We'll call you Ratman.
Right. Yeah.
Because you don't have the money part, but you have the smarts.
Yeah. All right. Everything was feeling really complimentary until right at the end, but I guess...
If you want Ratman to solve your crimes, let us know.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.